This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour two of the Monday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Finally.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online, as always, at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. So, last hour, we began telling a little story, a hospital hell story. It's currently posted over at lourockwell.com. The man writing had a bit of a pain in his chest. Greg Perry had a pain in his chest, I guess, a few days back, and he let it go for 2 days, and it was still there, and he felt like he had pulled a muscle. You know your own body fairly well. The older that you get, the better you come to know yourself.
You really should know the difference between a pulled muscle and
I frequently pull a muscle. You know, I mean, it happens.
You would think you would know the difference between a pulled muscle and heart failure, which is what the hospital thought, because he called. He had his wife call his doctor, which was a mistake, because the doctor told the wife, "You need to go to the hospital immediately. I can't see you. Go to the ER." So they went to the ER because his wife was freaking out since the doctor said that he needed to do this. They went to the ER. They ran an EKG on him. They gave him a nitro shot and a nitro patch. The EKG came back clear. The X-ray came back, no problems. And then they ran, we haven't gotten to the next test yet. So the X-ray came back, no problems at all. They then, for some reason, hooked him up to an oxygen tank, even though tests showed that he was breathing just fine.
Right.
And all of this time, he kept telling the hospital employees, "Look, this isn't my heart. It's a pulled muscle. Can you just do something for my pulled muscle?"
I would like to say about the person who is writing this article, the way he chooses his words is fantastic, because one of the descriptions that he gives in there, even though the description is very simple, it conveyed a feeling to me perfectly when he was talking about the oxygen that he was breathing in and how it was burning his nose.
Mm-hmm.
He said it burned his nostrils like matches, and I immediately knew what he was feeling. So
yeah.
I was just to give you an idea of
it
the
is
kind of
writing.
Pain that he was in, and these people at the hospital just had no clue, and they have no idea what they're doing. And this guy, his sinuses are on fire.
They're running so many tests on him and hooking him up to so many chemicals,
right.
He's actually hurting more now than before he'd come into the emergency
room.
Someone
without heart problems, they put him on nitro. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
So he says, "I was at the point of hurting so much from the nitro medicine that I wasn't talking very much. They admitted me and drew more blood. When I finally got to sleep out of sheer exhaustion from the nitro, they came in loudly and said the extra blood tests they ran were negative. That's when I said, it's because there's nothing wrong with my heart. I pulled a muscle, and I wanted some relief for that." And he says, "I swear I'm not making any of this up. Since the EKG was fine, since my chest X-ray was fine, and since my oxygen level was fine, since my blood tests were fine, they said that I needed a CAT scan. So they put an IV on me and shot me full of iodine."
God. Oh my God.
"Have you ever had that done? Your entire body, from the skin of your scalp to the bottom of your soles, grows red hot when the iodine enters your blood vessels."
Really?
"They took me to the CAT scan room and pumped me full of rays for an hour straight. They tossed me back in bed, exhausted, with my head still pounding from the nitro and still sick to my stomach from the nitro patch. They drew blood every 6 hours during this time to see if my enzyme levels would change to show heart failure. I said they wouldn't show anything because my heart was great, but I had pulled a muscle and wanted something for that so I could breathe easier."
So now it seems like they're doing everything they can to try and induce heart failure so that they can be right.
"They came in a little later and said my blood pressure was normal as an athlete's. They said they couldn't understand why my blood pressure and oxygen would show such good readings with my chest pains. I said, it's because my heart is fine, but it hurts when I breathe due to a muscle I pulled. The doctor then came in and said the extended blood tests were still negative. I said it's because my heart is wonderful, and I pulled a muscle, and I wanted to go home. He said he wanted to monitor me for a little while longer. I asked again if I could do some muscle test, or if they would do some muscle test to see which muscle I pulled so I could get a little relief while taking a breath. Neither he nor anybody else there ever answered or responded when I asked that question 50 to 75 times during my stay at St. Francis Memorial Hospital. Finally, at about noon the next day, the doctor came in and said, it must not be my heart, and that I must be right, that it's something that I pulled."
Well, good. I'm glad the
Thanks.
Doctors were able to make that diagnosis. They're trained professionals.
"I asked him what I could do about my breathing pain due to my breathing pain due to that muscle I pulled, and he said there was nothing they could do, but that I should see my own doctor. He says, I repeat, I am not making this up. Remember, at the beginning of the story,
he tried to see the doctor.
He called his doctor. They then released me, feeling weak and hurting from the loss of blood that they took from the nitro medicine, the hard bed, and the searing heat in my hospital room. Aren't hospital rooms usually cold, he says? My release day was Saturday, so my doctor's office, of course, wasn't open. My pulled muscle was down due to a dull ache, which is what that always feels like after 3 or 4 days. It slowly got better, and now I can hardly feel it. He points out that they didn't actually want to fix me at the hospital. They wanted a new heart patient. They weren't going to give up easily until they got a new heart patient. The fact they never addressed my problem, even after admitting, finally, that I must have a strained muscle, further proves that they don't really care about making the patient better. Why didn't I just leave, you ask? Well,
that's one of the questions I've had.
For one thing, that nitro that they pumped me full of after I'd been there for an hour severely hampered my decision-making abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you must recall my wife is there with me and fearing the worst, wives can do.
I really believe that that's where the onus lies.
It was all his wife's fault.
Ladies, stop it with the doctor crap. Look, I know you're worried, but
First thing, blame the woman.
Life is a dangerous. This has happened to me so many times. It's like, oh my God!
And whenever there's a problem, the first thing he does is looks for either a woman or a homeless person.
Look, you stubbed your toe. We better go in there. The doctor may want to amputate. I mean, God, ladies, the doctor. No,
now not all women are like this.
Just the ones I've experienced, yeah. I guess.
He's like, no, just every woman I've ever met and all the rest I've ever heard of.
They're doing it because they care, though.
Martha, I understand that
people
care.
They're concerned. They don't want you to hurt. They
gotcha.
Think that the doctors will make you all better.
But that's what doctors really do, is they make you hurt. I mean, that's really what their job is. They're supposed to heal something in the long run, but
yeah.
They're going to hurt you in the process. And it's just some dude. He's not...
Right.
He's not psychic.
No.
He has no idea what's wrong with you. He's going to run a few tests and cost you a few $1,000s and then find out, oh, you bumped your head on a tree limb.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's not, to be fair, you make it sound like he's just some guy. Like, oh, well, this guy, he normally is a Walmart greeter, but on the weekends we have him here doing neurosurgery.
Well, we know he went to school.
I mean, he does have enough training. In most cases, doctors are well-trained enough to get a description of your symptoms and know where to focus their testing.
I'll tell you that I believe that I am the most capable person to diagnose my problems up to a point.
Up to a point.
And, like, I need to be left alone in that diagnosis until that point's reached.
But there was...
Once I say, oh my God, something's wrong here. I need to go to the hospital. Then the doctors should take over.
In this guy's case, when he went to the hospital... Mm-hmm. That you know there was more than one person that saw him. There was probably a couple of nurses involved. I mean, he was there for over a period of hours. So he had a variety of different hospital employees dealing with him. And each time he told them specifically what he believed the problem to be. And every single time they ignored it. So as he points out, the reason why he didn't leave was because of the nitro medicine and his wife that was so worried. He says, I knew I could refuse the medicine, but then again... When these kinds of things happen, everything is so surreal. My usual belligerent self wasn't functioning at my normal 100% belligerent capacity. He says, I know, I can hear the all-wise, all-knowing, powerful medical profession screaming, but what if it was your heart? Yes, well, in general, we know our own
body. Then it wouldn't
have
felt like a pulled muscle.
The fact that every test continued to confirm my story and completely negate their fears meant nothing to them. They continued and never made me feel better and never showed any desire to do so. Their only desire was to find a new heart patient. If even at the end they had done anything to address my pain, one could give them the benefit of the doubt for playing it safe. But they weren't playing it safe. They were hunting. And I support hunting whenever it involves a 30-odd six or buckshot. I don't support hunting when it involves making people feel sicker in order to build a new hospital wing. He says, with the government's permission, perhaps even with their requirement via the FDA, Medicare, and Medicaid, most doctors and hospitals see patients as the intermediary between the insurance company's check and themselves. 1-800-259-9231. Our healthcare system sure does have a lot of work that could be done to it. And it would really, there'd be a lot, I think, that would be done if we would just get the government funding and all the government mandates out of it and return more competition to the industry. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including the wiki. We've got over 750 unique pages created by the listeners. Pages with all kinds of information. Information about the hosts of the show, some of the guests we've had on, the topics that we discuss, and more. In fact, you can join the wiki and create your own pages or edit the ones that exist already. It's pretty neat.
I like it. And on the wiki, you can read the little host pages.
That's true. And you can add your name to my section of the fan club page.
Don't do that.
No, now would be a good time to do that, actually.
Yeah. Do it to my section.
No, I need all the support I can get. You're sticking around.
Mm.
I, on the other hand, am not.
What do you mean?
I mean that August will be my last month on Free Talk Live.
Oh, losing you, Torgo.
You are. But
why?
That's
because
really bothers
you're,
me.
Because you're picking up and moving away.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Because the show is moving to New Hampshire sometime in the next month and a half to 2 months.
Somewhere
and you're,
in there.
But you're a member of the Free State Project.
I am a member of the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not able to go at the moment.
Right.
So I'm not going to be able to move along with the show. And instead of having, because the date of moving isn't set in stone.
It is not solid.
And no. So instead of having this hovering date of potential, you know, this hovering date of termination floating in front of me, I was felt more comfortable just setting the date that I was going to leave the show because I knew it was going to happen anyway. So
this is totally your decision. You're just sort of taking a leave of absence for a little while.
Right, until I can get the opportunity to come back to the show later on when I get up to New Hampshire. So for the time being, I will be off the show.
So three more Torgo shows.
Three more Torgo shows after tonight. August 28th will be my last time on Free Talk Live for a while.
There you go. Everybody can send the going away gifts to Torgo at freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Whatever that means. All right. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Again, wiki.freetalklive.com is where you can go to memorialize Torgo. wiki.freetalklive.com.
Oh, the Torgo Memorial Shrine on the wiki. That'll be great. I'm still going to be around as far as on the message boards and stuff like that, because I'm still going to be running the server side of things.
That's right. You are still our IT guy.
I am still be the tech monkey, because I can do that remotely.
So, wiki.freetalklive.com, everything on the site, totally free. Also, you need to know, speaking of the Free State Project, that we are brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Mark, let's go to something that you have been sitting on as far as show prep is concerned. Americans and their opinions on social issues. What do they think?
Well, this is from The Raw Story. An extreme emphasis placed on America's culture wars may be just that.
Say culture wars again.
Culture wars.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry.
Culture wars.
According to a new study based on a poll of 2,000 Americans released by the Pew Forum on Religious and Public Life late Thursday, Americans cannot be easily characterized as either conservative or liberal.
Really?
So it's just like we say. Today's now, these are just social issues. These are not economic issues.
Okay.
Today's most pressing social questions, the Pew study reveals, the public's point of view varies from issue to issue. They're conservative in opposing gay marriage and gay adoption, liberal in favoring embryonic stem cell research.
Good Lord, you miss 1 hour of the show and you can't speak anymore?
Right, it's just over. And, and they're a little of both on abortion. Along with favoring no clear ideological approach to most social issues, the public expresses a desire for the middle ground on the most diverse social concern of the day, abortion, according to this study here. And in an article entitled "The Culture War in America May Be Overblown," Reuters noted that on five prominent social issues, abortion rights, stem cell research, gay marriage, adoption of children by gay couples, and the availability of the morning after pill, most Americans did not take consistent stances. Just 12% took the conservative position on all five issues. Okay, so 12 of them said, you know, I'm conservative on this particular, all five of these social issues, while 22% took the opposite stance on all five. So almost twice as many Americans
So you're saying that 12% of people who consider themselves conservatives took the conservative?
No. 12% of Americans.
Of all Americans took the conservative side. What
conservative
was the 22%?
On all five. 22% took the liberal side on all five of these issues.
Oh, okay, okay. I got it. Okay. Okay.
And the rest, the bulk of Americans, had mixed opinions. Some key findings from the study noted was that a clear majority, 56%, continue. Now, that, I don't know if that would be considered a clear majority, by the way. 56% sounds like a borderline majority to me.
Right. That's just barely a majority.
Right. A clear majority. And there's got to be 3% one way or the other on this.
Maybe that's why it's clear.
Poll.
Because it was above the margin of error.
So it could be as low as 53%,
okay.
Which I don't consider
anyway.
Close. I don't consider a landslide by any stretch of the imagination. This is that they oppose gay marriages and, of course, lesbians, while 35% express support. But just 3 in 10 favor a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages. So most people say, no, they shouldn't be able to get married, but we shouldn't have an amendment to do it. Hmm. So that's a little interesting.
Yes. Inconsistent.
It's inconsistent, and it doesn't make any sense, because states are going to decide who can get married and who can't, and you would have to have an amendment to be able to have the federal government decide.
Okay.
Unless there's enough precedent that comes down that says that one state doesn't have to recognize another state.
Got it.
That whole thing. The growing number of Americans see homosexuality as an innate trait people are born with, and a 49% plurality now believe a person's sexual orientation cannot be changed.
Wait, you said a growing section of Americans.
They don't
doesn't give the percentage?
Mm-mm, no.
Huh.
But 49% believe that people's sexuality can't be changed.
Okay.
Like you're gay or you're straight or okay. Whatever you are.
You're born the way you are, and that's just what your life is.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure I entirely agree with that.
I'm saying that's the statement that's being
made. That's the statement, right?
Okay.
All right.
Well, a slim majority, that's 54%. Okay. A clear majority was 56%. A slim majority is 54%.
Because it's only 1% above the margin of error.
That's right.
I do love raw story. They're not trying to spin anything on this site. Okay. Well, a slim majority favors allowing gay couples to enter into civil unions. Only 42% believe that gay couples should be allowed to adopt children. Now, okay. You can have a civil union, but you can't have adopt kids in the civil union?
Right, because you're not a married couple. You're a gay couple living in a civil union.
Mm.
Right.
Okay.
You can't raise children. You're deviants. That's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. It's
right. You're deviants.
It's kind of dumb.
Last time I checked, there were plenty of heterosexual couples that couldn't raise children either and are.
Right. And who are also deviants.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Deviants.
All of the above.
Abortion continues.
Ian and his lady, for example.
Well, we don't have children.
They're not raising any
kids. No, but they are deviants.
No, they're not. They're about as ordinary and boring
as
they
come. I know. They're vanilla, and it's sad.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, honey, get out the robotic vacuum. We're going to watch it.
Some people would consider us deviants.
Well, I don't know. They'd consider you abnormal, but I don't think they would consider you deviants.
Okay.
In order to be a deviant, you have to do something other than sit in one spot all day long. And
well, we moved to a few different spots.
You guys, well, you're right. You're right, Ian. You guys are exciting.
We have more sex than most people do.
That's because you just got together 2 months ago.
Well, I was together with my other lady for 3 years, and we still had plenty of sex. 800-259-9231.
Why do I know this now?
There are people.
Why do I want to know?
Well, you're talking about deviance. Deviancy.
Deviancy doesn't necessarily mean sex.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Yeah, it does. 800-259-9231. There are some people that would think that we're freaks because we're having sex outside of marriage. And more on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
As always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. We've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the website. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for access to theirs. We give it all away.
As a matter of fact, you just posted all of last month's shows on the site today, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I posted it as a torrent.
As
they
a torrent.
They are posted every single day as each show comes out. But as a month completes, after a month is done, one of our listeners, he puts together torrents for us, which is really cool. And then he sends them to me, and then I put it up on the website. And essentially what the torrent is it's a big package. It's a big package of shows. So we put all of one month's shows into one torrent file. And then people distribute them and download them, and it makes it easy to get an entire month at a time.
It actually came in, those torrents came in really handy for me last week, as a matter of fact. I wanted to send a friend of mine an hour of the show from last November, which I didn't have access to on my machine, and I didn't want to bother you and have you find the DVD and pull the, you know, so I just got the torrent and downloaded all of last November's shows and sent him the hour I wanted to send him. So,
and it's free.
Yep.
Freetalklive.com. By the way, the definition for deviant, since we were talking about it in the last segment, deviant is both an adjective and a noun. Adjective, differing from a norm or from the accepted standards of society. Noun, one that differs from a norm, especially a person whose behavior and attitudes differ from accepted social standards.
Okay, the statement that you made was that not all deviants have anything to do with sex. That was Mark who said that. And the statement I was trying to get out was that all the deviants that are worth talking about are the sexual deviants.
True.
Usually. Unless they're like Batman, the homeless guy. All of the deviants that are worth talking about are sexual deviants.
And when you're talking about sexual deviants, you're talking about fetishes and weird stuff, not necessarily being a deviant in my fashion. That is, I have sex more often and outside of wedlock than
No, I'm thinking like ball-peen hammers and leather Boy Scout uniforms.
Yeah.
You know,
that I'm not interested in.
Shaving yourself.
At all. So compared to those deviants, I'm pretty vanilla deviant, I guess. I'm a vanilla deviant. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a boring deviant.
That's right. That's right. Your life counts for something, Ian. Go ahead.
It does, in fact, differ from the societal norm. So that does make him a deviant.
Correct.
But it differs in the direction where it's more boring than anyone else's life could ever hope to be.
Exactly right. With that, we continue with some statistics. 800-259-9231, because Mr. Exciting over there has brought in some statistics.
I do love statistics.
Yes.
Yeah, Mark, come on. Spew out more numbers. I liked the last ones.
Abortion continues to split the country nearly down the middle. But the large majority in favor of finding a middle ground on the issue extends broadly across the political and religious spectrum. Only one group expressed unwillingness to find a middle way. Two-thirds, that's 66% of those who support an outright ban on abortion, say there should be no compromise. So
Okay. People
that say there should be a ban on abortion, 66% of them say no compromise in this arena.
Of course.
In contrast, two-thirds of those who want an abortion to be generally available are willing to seek some sort of compromise. So people that want abortion available will have more compromise than people who don't. But
too bad for them. That just means they're going
to
compromise.
That's the same. People who want to ban anything very rarely leave room for compromise.
Well, what you're forgetting about this abortion thing is the people that want to ban it consider it murder. So, yes, I agree that there should be no compromise on murder. But
presuming that's if you were one of them.
I'm not.
So it makes sense for those people who have that view to also not have the view of wanting to compromise.
Right.
Because this is murder, but I'm willing to make an exception.
And 33% of them are willing to make an exception.
Right, but those are the ones who don't consider it murder.
But they are the ones that want it banned. 33% of the ones that want it banned are willing to compromise on their beliefs.
Well, It those are the ones that make some sense, because you've heard me on the show give people who call in about this sort of thing the ultimatums. So would you rather see, I mean, you have the option here. You've got a 3-year-old child playing with some blocks or a 3-week-old embryo barely formed in the mother's womb. You have to end the life of one of them. Which one do you choose to end the life of?
Yeah, but nobody wants to be put in a situation. It's unrealistic.
What's realistic is it makes
a person
makes people think. They say it's a human life.
Don't
it
think.
Is just
they
the
don't
same.
Think when you that's right,
right.
They say it's the same.
It's not
they
though.
Think.
They
but,
don't think that. They really don't believe that though.
But using that as an example is really not fair, because when is a mother ever going to be put in a position where there's a child with a gun being held to his head and he'll be saved if she gets an abortion?
There's the only point of the scenario is to show somebody, and it's almost always male, that calls into the show that says, "My abortion's wrong." And for whatever reason, they're hard-nosed about it. I want them to see, and generally they, you know, a lot of them do, that they're that they believe, in fact, that there's a difference between those two.
I don't think
life.
Any of them have ever seen that there's a difference there. I don't think any of them have conceded that they've
yes,
seen.
They have. They stop. They say nothing. And when they say nothing, they're admitting that you're right.
It just means they're dumbfounded by your question, and they're thinking about it, and they don't have a good answer to it because it's an unfair question.
It's not an unfair question. It makes perfectly good sense.
It makes sense to me and you, but to them, the answer is neither. To them, the answer is I choose. You know, I can't answer that question because life is completely sacred, whether it's 3 minutes old or 3 years old. And that's where they leave it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Got some drug news for you. This one from the BBC. The designation of drugs in classes A, B, and C, this is a UK thing,
right?
Should be replaced with one more closely reflecting the harm that they cause, said a committee of MPs. The Science Select Committee said the present system was based on historical assumptions, not scientific assessment. And this mirrors, they have a similar system in the United Kingdom as we do here in the United States. Here in the United States, they call it Schedule 1, Schedule 2, and Schedule 3. There's different tiers of drugs, and depending on what schedule the drug is in, there's different restrictions that apply to them. So, for instance, in Britain, it's Class A. Here, it's Schedule 1. Those are the drugs like ecstasy, LSD, marijuana. Although actually marijuana has been demoted to schedule or to class C in Britain, but the class A's and the schedule 1's are the most restricted drugs, and then 2 and 3 are not as much restricted. Anyway, BBC News has seen details of a system devised by government advisors which was considered by former Home Secretary so-and-so but's now on hold. It rates some illegal drugs as less harmful than alcohol and tobacco. The new system was based on the first scientific assessment of 20 legal and illegal stimulants used in contemporary Britain. Alcohol was rated the fifth most harmful drug, ahead of some current Class A drugs, while tobacco was listed as ninth. Cannabis, currently rated as a Class C drug, was below both, of those legal stimulants at 11th place. The MPs said including alcohol and tobacco in the reclassification would give the public a better sense of the relative harms involved. And thank goodness they did, because it really does give a good sense of how whacked out our drug laws are. They also denounced the Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs, which provides the scientific guidance to the government for the dereliction of duty in failing to alert ministers of serious flaws in the rating system. Controlled drugs are currently put into alphabetical categories, reflecting the level of penalties offenses such as possession and dealing can attract. Class A, the highest category, contains substances such as heroin, cocaine, ecstasy, and magic mushrooms. Class B includes speed and barbiturates. Cannabis and some tranquilizers are graded as Class C substances. Apparently, according to this chart that they show here, and we'll link to this on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com on the bulletin board system, heroin is the most harmful drug. Apparently, there's just some independent, there's some sort of harm rating that they managed to cobble together here, which I think takes in certain factors in regards to not only just the factor of harm to one's body, but also the factor of harm to society, if you will, and just the danger of people using this drug.
And, you know, most of the harm to society is from the making the drug illegal, not the drug itself.
That much is true. Heroin, cocaine, and barbiturates are the top three most harmful drugs, followed by street methadone, with alcohol right after street methadone, ketamine, benzodiazepines, amphetamine, tobacco, bernafine, followed by cannabis. LSD is way down the list, and ecstasy is ranked as one of the safest drugs.
Well, but that's a little unfair, because it's talking about social issues. LSD, hardly anybody even does that anymore.
There's plenty of people that do LSD out there. We'll explore this a little bit more. 800-259-9231, and then we'll tell you about a young boy in Tampa Bay who had his face burned by a drug dealer. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. What do we ask in return? That you do a little shopping with us. We got two different shopping opportunities for you. One, for just about everything you might need. Two, for Free Talk Live swag. Number two, we'll start with that first. That's our new store. It's brand new. We opened it about a week ago, and we're in the midst of a pre-order phase. So if you want to get a over 7% discount on Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, all kinds of great products, then go to store.freetalklive.com to explore that. Again, that's store.freetalklive.com. And if you need virtually anything else, Amazon. We've got an agreement with them. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything you buy at Amazon, when there are over 30 different categories of products, we'll get a percentage of. And we're already on pacing to exceed our last quarter's results in Amazon. So you guys are out there really buying all kinds of different stuff. I mean, everything from DVDs to office products and more, even their brand new grocery. It's working. You guys are really helping us out, and thank you for that. So amazon.freetalklive.com, percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live. We're talking about drugs. There's a new study that has been done that's apparently shockingly honest about drugs and their relative harm. Now, I was looking at one of these charts over at Hammer of Truth, because there's a couple of different charts that have been put out, one with a bunch of drugs on it, another one with some of the more popular drugs on it. And we were wondering about how they'd come up with this, with these numbers that essentially say that alcohol is listed as more harmful than LSD or ecstasy or marijuana. I mean, we already knew about marijuana. We knew that, we've known for a long time on Free Talk Live, that marijuana is relatively harmless in comparison to alcohol. But I think a lot of people are going to find LSD and ecstasy being on the low-end scale of harm to be a pretty shocking result.
I don't think that that's entirely fair. I mean, if you look at all the people that do... If you look at the harm that alcohol does to society and people's bodies as a whole, it does a lot more harm than LSD, which far fewer people do.
But so, far fewer people do heroin, but heroin's the number one drug as far as harm is concerned. Apparently, it's a mean score of harm. They were factoring in dependence as well as physical and social harm. So those are the factors.
Physical, social harm?
Right. So you're more likely to become dependent on heroin, which, of course, if you're dependent on heroin, it means it's going to tear your body up, which means there's a lot of physical harm involved, similar with alcohol.
Well, I'm concerned about LSD and its effects on people's brains. I'm not really concerned about its effects on your physical well-being. Generally, the people that I've seen that whose brains have been messed up by LSD, and it's just a guess, right? I'm not a doctor. Okay. I didn't get to diagnose this or anything like that. It's just what I think. I think that person's brain's messed up from LSD. And they're physically, they're in fine condition.
So you know for a fact that these individuals had done a significant amount of LSD in the past?
I know that they'd done significant amounts of LSD in the past, correct.
And was that it, though? Or did they do other drugs as
I'm
well?
I'm sure they did probably. Well, if you'll do LSD, generally, you'll do anything you can get your hands on.
But one of the things that has a tendency to be true is... people who have done those same combinations of other drugs mm-hmm. but not LSD have a tendency to not act the same way as the people who did the LSD.
Well, you know what?
LSD is one of those drugs that does have a lasting effect on people if they're habitual users mm-hmm. more often than you'll see it with other drugs.
It makes them a special kind of stupid.
Yeah, not every time, but you do see it more often, I would say, with LSD.
Maybe so, though I've seen some examples of the contrary. I know one of the people that listens to the show happens to have done that particular drug over 150 times in his life.
Okay.
And he's one of the sharpest people, I think, that's out there. He's pretty on his game.
It's not one of those things that I would like to test.
Right,
you know, I don't want to do 150 hits of acid and see how my brain.
It wasn't
doing
all
afterwards.
At once, so and okay, did you, it was over a period of time.
I don't care.
And the statement was not made that everyone who does LSD right. acts this way. I said you see it with LSD more often than with other drugs.
I think that if you're a little retarded to begin with, it's not going to help you. That's for darn sure.
But I don't think it's good for your brain.
One of my best friends has done a whole lot of LSD in his lifetime, mm-hmm. and he's just fine. His memory is a little off, but, you know.
Well, everybody's memory is a little off.
Everybody's memory is a little
older.
Off. His memory is way off, but he's okay for the most part.
Are you talking about Johnson?
I certainly am. I just didn't want to say it on the air.
He says I could, so that's why I
said
it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
So Johnson's all right.
Johnson's
he's
okay. Johnson, when he was younger, did a lot of acid.
Okay.
And,
I'm not trying to endorse it. I'm just pointing out real life examples of people that are fine. And you're pointing out examples of people that you know that you think are pretty messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, they've done other drugs at the same time. And were they pretty bright to begin with? I mean, did you know them beforehand? Or are they just sort of kind of dumb and they just happen to get into drugs?
I don't spend a lot of time hanging out with people who do LSD. So therefore, mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of empirical data from, you know, watching them over time. I don't want to.
Right. Johnson's pointing out that Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, apparently is also all right after his experiences with LSD. I don't know how many of them he did. But anyway, so the statistics aren't lying here. They're saying that alcohol and tobacco, far more dangerous to an individual, also more dangerous to society than LSD and ecstasy, which, I mean, that's pretty radical. Those are some pretty radical results. When, of course, alcohol and tobacco are completely legal in both America and the United Kingdom, and these other drugs are ranked as Class A's.
And I will never argue that alcohol is less dangerous to society than LSD. Alcohol is definitely more dangerous to society than LSD.
By the way, one of the reasons why...
So a lot more people want to do alcohol than want to do LSD.
Right, and a lot more people do it and then drive.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of people tripping and driving all over the place.
No, because you definitely know that you shouldn't be driving when you're tripping.
Sometimes.
Most people seem to.
So another reason why LSD and ecstasy are on the other end of this scale is because unless you have an addictive personality, unless you're somebody that can just get hooked on virtually anything, whether it be Jesus, skydiving, or drugs, if you're one of those people, then yes, you can get hooked on any drug.
I think you should get hooked on a combination of those three things. Like, you have to have all three of them at once in order to really be happy. You
there
know,
are
you've
people
got,
like that.
You've got to be skydiving while on hardcore drugs with a priest.
With a cross.
Yeah, with a cross, or yeah. just, I don't know, you've got to be on a cross.
That'll give you an intense rush, I'll tell you that.
For normal
people...
Somebody
just pushes you out the plane, crucified.
For normal people, LSD drugs like LSD and ecstasy are two drugs that are not physically addictive. So you don't get hooked on them like you do with heroin or, say, tobacco.
Right.
And the reason why is because the experience is so unique. If you actually try to do it again in a short amount of time, you have to use a lot. You have to use more because you build a tolerance so fast for it. You have to use a lot more, and the effects just aren't as good. So there's a natural inclination with those drugs, at least ecstasy and LSD, for people to use them less often. Unless, again, you are an addictive personality and you just get hooked on everything. In which case, if you are an addictive personality and you get hooked on a drug like ecstasy, you're quickly going to be out of money. Because if
it does cost a lot of money.
Yeah, if you keep taking more and more and more, you're going to have to start knocking over convenience stores and robbing people in order to get your hands on those drugs, which, of course,
all of that would be solved if we would just legalize these drugs. And then, of course, if we would legalize the drugs, we wouldn't have stories like this one from St. Petersburg. The 10-year-old boy wanted a job so he could save enough money to buy a go-kart. In the St. Petersburg Times reporting, when he skipped out to play with his friends, his boss punished him viciously. His boss, police say, was a drug dealer who had the boy peddling drugs on a street corner. When the boy left his post, the man burned the youngster's face with cigarettes.
Holy crap.
More than 50 times in 1 week. He also burned the boy's shoulders and lower back, say police. On Wednesday, they arrested Robert Bligan, age 46, on a charge of aggravated child abuse. Police say he may have employed other children and abused them as well. Being held now on $50,000 bail, he's got a criminal record going back more than two decades, including several arrests on drug-related charges.
You know, when I was 10 years old and I wanted a go-kart and I was going to do some jobs to earn the money to buy a go-kart.
You're mowing lawns.
Mowing lawns, things of that nature. If I had earned that money by selling drugs, I think by the time that I had saved up enough money to buy the go-kart, the childlike magic of the go-kart would be gone for me. I don't know. I just really think that's the case. Yeah. I don't think that a go-kart would hold the same wonder that it once did.
Yeah, after you've been dealing with cracked out
right, after
mofos.
I'm a 10-year-old boy selling crack.
Who cares?
Wow, that's that's just crazy to have a kid doing crack deals in the street. I mean, we're presuming it does. I don't think it actually says what drugs he was selling, but... Anyway, the boy's mother said her son was still kind of afraid for his life, despite the man's arrest. She said he abused other children in the neighborhood, but many remained too scared to tell their parents. Neighbors describe him as an odd man who wandered the streets mumbling to himself. Hmm. They say he didn't like people and would cross over to the other side of the street if someone approached him. 1-800-259-9231. Why wouldn't this have happened if there wasn't a war on drugs? If the answer isn't blatantly obvious to you, we'll explain. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Hour 3's coming up. It is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.